Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you've come through to the voicemail of Jack David Frimpston. I'm not available right now, but if you want to leave a message, I'll try my best to get back to you. Beep!
Oh, another voicemail.
Oh. Another voicemail.
The bane of salespeople's lives, isn't it, mate? Oh.
People are busy.
People are busy. You've got to get through to voicemails. You're cold calling people. They're busy. They've got lives. They see suspected spam on the phone. Do you think they're going to answer it to you?
No. So voicemails is something that gets batted around a lot on LinkedIn. Should I? Shouldn't I? If I should, how do I? So I'll throw it over to you first, Zach. The question, voicemails, should I or shouldn't I?
I think it's a mix, if I'm honest, not to sit on the fence. But if you've got a volume product or service that you just want to get in front of as many people as possible, you've got thousands of people to ring, then don't worry about it. Just like bang the numbers out, bang the connects out. Bang the conversations out, get the meetings in. If you've got an account-based strategy of here's my top 50 dream customers and I have to get hold of that CEO or whoever it is, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Smith, that they're the person that I have to get hold of. They're my Moby Dick, you know what I mean? Like, have to get them, then voicemail is, I would always recommend it to get start that conversation.
Okay, so before we kind of give some tips and tricks away, we'll keep the listeners sliding down the banister, hook them in. So before we talk about like the actual how to do it, so I always find that voicemails are very similar to gatekeepers. Sometimes it's not about the words that you say or the phrases. There's not going to be any silver bullet that's going to get you through and get someone to call you back. It's like sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't work. But what can you be doing when working on yourself to give yourselves a better chance of getting that call back?
From a voicemail perspective. So I think the rule, as with gatekeepers, to remember is less is more. Curiosity doesn't just kill cats, all right? It gets people to call you back.
Gatekeepers.
And it kills gatekeepers. Yeah.
That one.
But it gets people to call you back. If I told you everything that a conversation was potentially going to be about on a voicemail, an email, or to a gatekeeper, the person sat on the other end builds a quick narrative. And how are people's brains wired, Jack?
Well, you know, I was saying this the other day. It's a little bit like if you give an artist, no, you give a, you've got a fruit bowl, right? Let me start this again.
Okay, right. Sorry, yeah.
You've got 10 different artists, okay? You're going to end up with 10 different paintings or pictures. That's the rules. Mm. 10 different styles, 10 different artists. It's the same thing. You can give the same piece of information. So you could say the same voicemail message saying, "Hi, my name is Jack. I'm calling from, we have a meeting. We get your people in front of a new business." And they're all going to take it their own way, paint their own little picture. It's like a 90-year-old that's trying to do a John Lennon jigsaw and they're scrambling to find the pieces. And they're going to make their own mind up about what it is. So it goes back to the point of, obviously, less is more. The less they know, curiosity, that's going to give you the opportunity to get that person to call you back.
Exactly, exactly. And then it's also being prepared for, if that's your intention, having a bit of a strategy of how you're going to deal with that person when they call you back.
Mm.
Yeah, the further up the tower you go, perhaps you're more likely to get hold of a voicemail. And in a busy company, when you've got these account-based strategies going on, you might have that one shot at that CEO, and then your number's blacklisted forever. Do not answer. So it's also being prepared for that. And that's, I don't want to give anyone any anxiety out there, but that is the reality of this type of thing. So be prepared for that. If you can't handle that, don't leave voicemails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get into sales.
Don't get into sales.
So yeah, I think it's about sounding the part, like always with gatekeepers, like calling on your level. Like if you're calling the CEO, you want to sound important. Mm. You want to sound like this is a call that is worth calling back to. Less is more. And then what kind of tips or tricks and actionable takeaways can we give them? So different, I guess, methods or messages that they can say when they are leaving a voicemail.
Yeah, there's loads. There's loads. I mean, I'll give you one that worked for me. So when I first started off the business back in the on my mobile phone days in my bedroom, I had a construction client, and what they gave me was not a big list to go after, but here's 50 of the biggest construction companies in the UK and Ireland. We want to be working with them. We're working with about 4 at the minute. So what would happen is the top dog there that you need to get in front of was there's only one person within there. So you'd want a meeting with that guy and his team, or that girl and their team. So what I'd do is I'd find a way of getting hold of their mobile number. If they didn't answer, I'd say, so ring, ring, I get through to your voicemail.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Voicemail, beep.
Beep. And then I'd say, Jack, I was hoping you might be able to help me with something. Do you want to just give me a call back when you get this? Cheers.
Beautiful. Very vague. And I think the psychology of the help there is a big one. It's like someone asking for directions, isn't it?
Exactly. And then it'd be, yeah, you know, you get the call back and say you were looking for some help or something. And then it's how do you deal with that? So, again, it is the same honesty, disarming thing that takes place there when someone gets hold of you. Yeah, I was hoping you could help me with something. You're probably going to hate me. It's about X. Yeah, so you can go for sales call. In that construction world, it was a very specific thing that I was selling. So if I said the context of what it was about, the person at the other end would know what I was talking about. So I'd say, oh, yeah, you're probably going to hate me. It is about X. I'm guessing you don't deal with it, or you wouldn't speak to someone else about it. No, go on. And then I've got that permission to still go on and talk about it. So just be prepared for every move. There's a counter, isn't there? So I'd be prepared for that.
Yeah, it's the Queen's Gambit, as I think they call it.
Exactly. Something that's like the one about checkers.
Something like that. Or hey, tiddlywinks.
Checkers,
sure.
Mate.
The other one that I heard about is there's a guy called Marcus Kauke, who you're probably familiar with. And
beautiful guy.
We were talking about this one. And he was telling me, it's like, it's great. It's that keeping it less is more, keeping it vague, and just letting it cut off. You don't need to tell them your life story. You don't need to tell people for the call. Hiya, Zach. It's Jack here. I was hoping you could help me or whatever. Just reaching out to you. If you could give me a call back on 07588, blah, 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 blah. I won't say my mobile number because I'll get bombarded with voice notes now. I wanted to talk to you today because obviously I saw... Bang.
Yeah.
Where is the intrigue? Where's it going to be worth it for them to give you a call back? What can you do to spike that curiosity?
Exactly. I'd even make that even simpler. I'd go, Jack, it's Zach was hoping you could end. You know what I mean?
He didn't leave his number and he called me up and withheld.
People have got just shocking attention spans, haven't they? So just make it short and sharp and get that call. But yeah, that's the thing about voicemails. Account-based, definitely do it, so long as you're comfortable with the fact that someone's probably going to call you back and you'll have to think on your feet quite quick. If it's volume, don't worry about it. Just bang the numbers out.
Yeah, and be careful. Obviously, less is more, but don't lie. Don't leave a voicemail saying, but this is, it's a good one. I don't know. If you get off the phone with someone and they give you your mobile, hi, Zach, I've just been speaking with John. If you could give me a call back, bang.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's that. Oh, he knows John. Why has he called me? Well, John might have said, actually, I'm not interested. Hi, Zach, I've just been speaking with John. If you could, bang.
And if you're ringing a construction company, everyone's called John. So even if you're not.
Exactly. Just throw that name about. So I think that's nice to wrap up. It's voicemails, maybe. Voicemails, do them well. Sound the part. Spark that curiosity.
Exactly. Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy.
This is crazy.
Here's my voicemail. So try it, maybe.
Try it, maybe. Try it, baby. Beautiful. Let's leave it there for today.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Today, we'll attempt a feat once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. It requires merely one thing, a SoFi personal loan. With it, you could save big on interest charges by consolidating into one low fixed-rate monthly payment. Defy high-interest debt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/stunt to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.